Okay, let's go further. Okay, running out of time. It's good you record, because I didn't record this. It's good you have it here, okay. Let's go further. Let us move ahead to another quick idea. Let's move ahead. Okay, this is something a little bit delicate, how to nuance this idea. The parasha interestingly begins with lighting the neiros. V'atot tetzaveh es b'nei yisroviku lecha shemen zayizakos sisla mar lecha alois meritomit. The verb is only one verb. There's two verbs. Then it goes further. The oil moed michutz laparoichetz asher alo edus ya'aroich. What does that word mean in English? Hard to translate, ya'aroich. Targum gives us a word, yisader. Not for the Targum, we'd be in a lot of trouble. Rashi has no comment. Rashi has no comment on the word ya'aroich. Interesting. The Targum says yisadar to arrange. To arrange. Shulchan Aruch. A table that has been arranged. All the settings are on the right place. Fork and knife. Which side does the fork go on?
The fork goes on the left. The, right
the left? And don't the tell other. The men that. Huh? They don't know that. Give them a test.
If you need tayyad, I don't know what
to do. Okay, the four, so we have ya'aroch means to arrange. Ya'aroch oisoy arna aradu abonim ya'aboyker. Two verbs. Leha alois. There's an avoid of lighting the candles. Rashi says you have to hold the near the shamash there at sha'oyle me'olecha. You're giving it light. You're causing it to light up. But there's another word. It says, they shall arrange it. When shall they arrange it? Now you can't tell me here the word Ya'aroich means to be native the Neiros. There's another word. I'll show you that word in a moment. Hatovas. What does Hatovas the Neiros? It means to make it good. When did they do the Hatova? Or is it when they clean out the old oil and the old wick? Clean it, make it nice and clean and shiny, and you put in new oil, a new wick, and you prepare the wick. That is called Hatovas Haneiros. The only one that's allowed to do Hatovas Haneiros is a Kohen. Is a Kohen. The lining of the Neiros, I think, can be done even by a Tzar. But the Hatovah to preparation is only the Kohen. Hatovah. Now, you can't tell me that when it says Ya'aroich means Hatovah, because it says, when shall you do the Ya'aroch? At night. Okay, let's learn Pashto. They only lit the menorah at night, not by day. The Rambam says by day, but let's not go there. According to Moses, Yishon, they lit the menorah at night, right before it got dark, when it was still, right before it gets dark, you light the menorah, and it goes until the next morning. Come in the morning, what do? You clean it up, and you prepare it for the evening. In the night you light it, and in the morning you prepare it. Clear? Lighting is called hadlaka. The Torah doesn't use the word hadlaka anywhere. The Torah was leha'alois. Leha'alois. Interesting, there's no word lahadlik. The bracha was a lahadlik ner shulchanaka. Why don't we say in the bracha leha'alois ner shulchanaka? It's a good question. When women like Shabbos candles, they lahadlik ner shul Shabbos. Ask your wife. Why does she make the bracha lehalik ner shel Shabbos? She should make the bracha lehalois ner shel Shabbos. Are you Jewish? Did you go to yeshiva? The word the Torah uses is the first balaturim. The balaturim says that this parasha's meramis are ner shel Shabbos. Everything over here in this parasha is all on ner shel Shabbos. I'll read you the titzaveh balaturim on the page. Chumash, standard shul chumash. Not making this up. Shul chumash. Titzaveh, bigamatria, noshim tzaveh. Command the women. Remez lehadlokas ner lenoshim choiva b'shabes. And then he says it again. Lehalois chosarvav loymar. Shavyoi. This is an alocha. Ner tamid, bigamatria, b'shabes. The Baal HaTorim twice. The Baal HaTorim says this pasuk here is meramis lehalik ner shel Shabbos. So why do you say lehadlik? Why don't you say lehalois ner shel Shabbos? I don't have an answer. What does the Targum say? The Targum says lehadlik. Le'ad loka. So you want to say that, that today we use Aramaic words in our Nusach HaBracha? That's not such a good answer. That's a hard answer to swallow. What?
The reason might be, because just like we do, we make a chomet, we say Avir chomet.
Yes.
Why don't we say Bedika chomet? So it's brought down because the mitzvah is culminated in
culmination
in the bior. So we make the bracha. So maybe the same thing here. You're making the bracha on the culmination of the mitzvah on the haraka.
Okay. You have to work on it. You have to work on the answers. It's not so simple. But it says Elahalois to light, and then it says over here it says Ya'aroich to arrange. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me Ya'aroich me means do the prepare the hatava. In the morning you should make nice, clean out the old, put in new oil, new wick, and make it all ready to go. That would be a very good answer if it would say that you should do the Ya'aroich in the morning. But the pasuk says Michutz It says, "Ba'omoed mi'chutz la'parayches asher lo edus ya'aroich oisoy aroin uvanav me'erev ad boiker." So you see, there's another word in the pasuk describing only one possible thing: lighting, lahalois and ya'aroich. So when you make a bracha, you should either say lahalois ner shel Shabbos or la'aroich ner shel Shabbos. Because those are the biblical words. It doesn't say the word lehetev. It doesn't say the word lehal. Okay, that's a start. Now, that's the beginning of the parasha. And then let's go to Mafti. Mafti, we're discussing Ketores. Offering the Ketores. And it says, Ketores cannot be separated from Hadlokas HaNeiros. In fact, they did the Ketores in the middle. They lit 5 candles. Take a break. Take 5. Take a break. Now, after you light 5 candles, you go light, you offer the ketores, and then you come back to light the remaining 2 nair. You say it in davening every single day. In the Seder, we say in davening 5 ketores 2. And that's what it says here in the pasuk. Uvi ha'alois, Aaron es ha'nerois. When Aaron, he lights, same word, Bein harbayim, Yaktirena, you shall offer ketores. It's a problem though, because the ketores was not only done once; the menorah was only done once a day, but the ketores was done twice. So when do you do the ketores in the morning? Also, it has to be done together with the menorah. The previous pasuk, the pasuk before Matthew says, "Viktir olav Aaron ketores samim baboiker when." In the morning is Hatova Saneiros. Yaktirena. At night is Ha'ala and Yarech. So it comes at Sach HaKol. You take the whole parasha. There are 3 verbs used to describe the avoida of the Hadlokas HaNeiros. There's Hatova, to be good, to make it beautiful. There's the word to light. And there's the word Ya'aroich, which the Targum says Yisadar. The word Seder, there are many words the Targum could have selected. The word Seder has a connotation of a routine. A routine. You follow a daily routine. What does that mean, though? So Baruch Hashem, we're able to gain insight into this is by looking at the end of Parsha. The Torah says, do not separate the Ketores from the lighting of the menorah. There's the menorah and there's the ketores. These 2 are Siamese twins. You cannot separate them. They go together. When you do the hatava, you do the ketores. When you light the neros, you light the neros in the evening, you do the ketores. You cannot separate the ketores from the menorah. But there's one thing it leaves out. There are 2 dinim in lighting the menorah. When you light the menorah at night, you're doing really 2. You're doing your mesader. And you're doing a halal. When you look at the ketores is only a Siamese twin to the halal of the menorah. The ketores is not a Siamese twin to the yaroich of the menorah. What's the pshat? Because ketores, what does the ketores represent? nachas ruach, satisfaction. It represents emotion. It represents feeling. Nachas ruach. Now let me ask you very well, mamash finish. This part. When you light Chanukah neros and you light them, do they all light the same way? Every single night I put in the exact amount of oil, I set up the ner exactly the same way, and guess what? Sometimes the ner goes out a half an hour earlier. This ner lasts longer, this lasts shorter. Every single night, each one of your neros has a different mazel. You do exactly the same thing. Exactly. I put in the exact amount of oil, the exact same wick, bidiyuk, computer made, like a robot. And yet, look what happens. One day, the ner goes for 3 hours, and one day it goes for 2.5 hours. One day, this happens, one day that happens. My high. There are certain things you can't control. There are certain things, whatever they may be, you can study, whatever they may be, you can try to do everything, bidiyuk, it'll never be the same. The halah is always different. Why is it always? Because the halah corresponds to the ketores. The ketores is nachas ruach, satisfaction. Satisfaction is never the same. You learn a daf gemara today, you learn a daf gemara tomorrow, you learn yesterday, it's always different. When it comes to emotion, it's always different. But Yiddishkeit, it's not always about, there are certain things you have to do every day, whether you like it or not. Mitzvah anashim limuda. You gotta be ya'aroich, even though every single day you say, oh, you know, today I'm not in a good mood. I'm not in a good mood today. I'm not gonna have such nachas ruach lying in the menorah today. Too bad for you. Ya'aroich. You have to still go through the emotion. The motions. Ya'aroich represents in Yiddishkeit, not every day is a good day. Not every day you come out of davening, wow, my mom shemalach elokim. Some days davening is just mitzvahs anoshim b'limuda. That's very good. Because there's an inyan of ya'aroich oisoi. Just be misader it. Halavai, you should also be zoicha lehalois. What is lehalois? Lehalois has a Siamese twin, the ketores. And what is ketores? Nachas ruach, fragrance, a sense of satisfaction. The halah, you're right, every day will be different. But just because today is not going to be a good day of halah, you're in a bad mood, and halah is not going to work, that's not an excuse to quit, to call it quits. Ya'aroich. You also have to go and you got to go through the motions. You have to be yisadar. And you also have to make hachonis to be native to Neiros. Before you come to do the avodah, way before, there has to be hatova to make your hachonis. Prepare for the ya'aroich and hope for the best. Hope that the ya'aroich will be a successful halah corresponding to the nachas ruach of the kitar. So sach hakol, trying to point out is, in the menorah there are three dinim. There's hatova, hachonah, preparation. Then there's ya'aroich, go through the motions whether you like it or not. And then there's the halah, halavai you should have good mazel, and the halah should be a gevaldiger halah. How do you know the halah is unique? Because the ketores, that is zelu mazeh, the ketores is only connected, the ketores is connected to two things. It's connected to the hatova, the hachonis, the nachas ruach in the hachonis, and connected to the nachas ruach in the halah, in the success of the emotion. But in the seder, you got to do whether you like it or not. Don't look for excuses that if there's no pleasure, then you can't go do the seder. The ya'aroich stands on its own. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Could you give me a copy? At the very end it stopped. It went to come out to the very end.
We'll give the shoe again. Don't say Moshe's car sank. Right. It doesn't look that sank.